Hello.
Wait, I just heard myself come through on somebody's mic. Hang on. Hello. Okay, I think we're good now. Anyways, hi. Welcome to episode 4 of Etchy Literature Club. This is a very normal episode. No dog fucking. We're having a very fun time. And we will go ahead. We're going to start with D-Gen today. Yeah?
Yeah.
Before we start, I do just want to remind everybody, sub, like, subscribe. Wait, fuck, let me restart. Hang on. Sorry, Chico. So before we start, I do just want to remind everybody that we do have a Patreon. You can absolutely go ahead and sub to that. Make sure that you subscribe, like, leave a comment, all of those things. Let us know you liked. You can leave us recommendations and follow us on Twitter at @EtchyLitClub.
You should go on Google and look up the word for the Ethiopian king.
Shut up. Let me redo that, okay? So, hi, welcome to episode 4 of Etchy Literature Club. This one is very good. No dogs, no pigs, no cats, none of that. Very normal episode.
Nice. So, it depends on how you define men. Like, some people do find them pig-like.
Moving on.
Subscribe to the $50 tier.
We only have one slot for that, so no, Snail, please stop talking for like a second. Let me get this done. Anyways, restarting.
Oh my fucking god.
Hi, welcome to episode 4 of Etchy Literature Club. This is like my 6th time trying to record this. I swear to god. Welcome to episode 4 of Etchy Literature Club. Today we have a very normal episode. No dogs, no pigs, no cats, no bears. No chickens. Oh, none of that. Very normal episode.
No chickens? Don't remind Snail.
So I think we're starting with D-Gen today, yeah?
Yeah, hi. So today, I have brought you a lovely manga called Magical Girl Hypnosis Fucking Marathon 2.5, Hot-Blooded Instructor Edition.
I'm sorry, that just made me choke.
I like how you said Magical Girl Hypnosis Fucking Marathon and not
no,
fucking
D-Gen,
marathon.
No, D-Gen, you also need to read out the Japanese one.
Oh, fine. It is called Maho Shoujo Saimin Pako Parkour's 2.5 Nekutsa Shido Hen.
Neketsu?
Nekutsa!
Nekutsa!
Mi gusta.
It's good enough! Stop bullying me!
Alright, what are our tags? What are the tags?
So the tags are group lolicon, stockings, soul male, schoolgirl uniform, nakadashi, blowjob, FFM threesome,
based.
Impregnation,
based.
Ilf,
based.
Multi-work series, BBM,
based.
Maid,
based.
Big penis,
based.
Mind control,
based.
Twin tails,
based.
Blindfold,
based.
Stomach deformation,
based.
And bald.
Based. Let's go! Based!
This is by a very good artist. I love this.
And bald!
This
Don't
is
forget
Chico.
Bald!
Chico, I need you to zoom in on my face here. This is a certified based classic.
This artist is actually fucking incredible. One of my favorite artists, honestly. Just known as Santa.
Oh, Santa.
And,
Santa brought us a gift today, I see. That was actually a horrific joke that I just made.
Alright, moving on. Front cover. See, the thing that I like the most about this cover is the way she's holding the ruler up to herself just to measure how far it's going to go. It's so fucking good. Like,
here's my problem with this
fucking
cover. Chef's kiss. Here's my problem with this cover. Yes, what? The ruler is a great touch. However, vaginas don't go up to your ribs.
Yeah, it's a work of fiction.
Well, maybe yours doesn't.
Look, Chico, my boyfriend goes up to my ribs when he's not inside of me. They don't go up to your ribs.
it's a work of fiction.
Proof.
It's okay.
The proof is my IUD, which I now have to get taken out.
Anyway, canonically, Ilya is 18. Everyone knows that, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
I would just like to make a very quick disclaimer that every character discussed today is over the age of 18 and is a legal adult. And if anybody tells you
allegedly.
Otherwise, they are wrong and stupid.
Yes, anime characters are legal adults.
Every single anime character mm-hmm. is a legal adult.
They have the same rights as humans. Like a real life humans, guys. So yes, so we start off, there's Ilya and her, her clone, her
How
evil
old
clone.
How old is Ilya, canonically, D-Gen?
18. Legitimately. How old go is look she up really? Fate Law. Yes. Go look up the original Fate. She's literally 18.
I don't watch Fate. Not even joking. So I wouldn't know.
I don't watch Fate either. I only watch the good movie, the good one. The good one.
Anyways, moving on.
Anyway, let me just take a drink real quick.
Can we get some whiskey ASMR, DJ?
She is 18.
I mean, I'm drinking rum, but sure.
I looked it up. She's 18.
You just want to hear me swallow?
Yeah.
Can we get a "She is 18" little fanfare?
She's 18. All right. So get into the dojo.
Yes. So you know, it's this. Whoop. Ooh, nice. Fuck, I can't. I'm laughing too much shit. Oh, fuck. Okay. I got this.
Chaotic episode. Not even one
dojin
in.
We're on the first page.
We're on the first page of the first dojin. We already can't fucking keep it together. By the way, I would like to this. Let everybody know, preface this by the fact that we literally spent an hour just shitting around in VC before this.
And in that time, I had 3 rums.
I also had 3 drinks.
All right, moving on. So, you know, this focuses on Ilya and her sister, Chloe, which, by the way, if any of you don't know, is one of the most perfect beings ever created.
Why is she perfect?
She just is, you know, smug, tan, cute as fuck.
She's literally my wife.
I have three body pillows of her.
Tan girls with pink hair hit up D-Gen.
But you have to have a side ponytail.
Does she have a side ponytail?
She does.
I don't know she anything does. About this. All I know is that you jack off to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to. I've got a body pillow that I grind against.
D-Gen! We didn't need to know that!
Did you expect anything else?
No.
Look, I'm trying to get Sid Snap on this fucking podcast. So I can't have her on. If you're sitting here talking about you grinding against body pillows.
I got a fun story about a body pillow.
Oh God, Chico, what is your story about a body pillow?
One of my good IRL friends, got his mom got him a Mikasa body pillow from Attack on Titan. And he fucking came on this thing so many times that it wouldn't bend. It was like just solid yellow, and it was he had to throw it away.
I
do. I just want to make it clear that I do not do that, and I actually look after it. If I look after it, I wash it the next day. I mean, if I hug it, because I'm
not a weirdo like him, but if I were to coat a pillow in semen, I would take care of it.
I like how this is a podcast of degeneracy, but I'm not allowed to be a degenerate. No! I'm being oppressed right now.
Yeah, you are. Anyway, move on.
Oh, wow. I don't have any!
Anyway.
Begin the review!
Please, page 3. Page
okay! 3. Next meme! Anyway.
Oh my
fuck. So, we open up on Ilya in a classroom, just by herself, looking out the window. Next page, boom! Her sister's sucking a massive fucking dick.
Great.
I forgot what I was going to say. Hang on. You can't expect me to
That's
see
an ugly bastard.
Chloe there, like, sucking a dick and, like,
DJ, why did you bring this then?
Because I love it. It's so good. Anyway. So, she's doing that. She knows what she's doing. Ilya's like, oh my god, no, you shouldn't be doing this. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it's her turn next. And she just goes straight into it, like, you know, like she didn't have a problem with it 2 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anyone knows, but they're being hypnotized right now, hence the name.
Like King's Game.
Yeah, like King's Game.
That's the name of it, right? It's like one of the most popular doujins of all time.
I don't know.
Yeah, I recognize King's Game.
King's Game, King's App, one of those.
There's a thermometer on this page, and I'm not sure if many of the people watching this would be aware, but when you ovulate, you get to a specific temperature range.
The pussy temperature measurement is
no,
over.
No, you don't, D-Gen.
You do, no, actually. Who's the one that's tried for a kid here, me or you?
Both of us! What? Oh, I'm the one who's a woman! No, you
yeah.
don't!
You can literally get ovulation thermometers. They are more accurate than what this is showing, but you don't actually put them in your
that
vagina.
That does not look like an ovulation thermometer. That just is
a normal
thermometer.
No, it's not. That's just a normal mouth one.
They're putting it in the wrong hole.
Yeah, they are. You do not put them in your vagina. You
put them in your butt.
You generally just put them in your armpit.
In your butt or your armpit? Because I just heard two completely different explanations there.
You generally just put them in your armpit.
Also, Dijon, please never have kids.
Oh, I'm never going to, don't worry.
Good.
that time has long passed.
I like this guy, how every time he talks, there's like a little heart.
Yeah.
It adds a lot of character.
The pussy temperature measurement is over.
He adds a little cheese.
Naturally, because from here on out will be sex practice. When it comes time to insert the penis, around what temperature should the inside of the pussy be at? Be to embrace the penis. This is a very important point. You've been blacking on studying, haven't you? The penis is sensitive to cold, so it requires a warm pussy. Every time I read the heart, I picture it as him going,
I picture it as him going,
I just picture it as like he's like ending the sentence as like a higher inflection.
So for D-gens, the pussy temperature measurement is over. You've been slacking on studying, haven't you? The penis is sensitive to cold, so it requires a warm pussy.
I mean, have you ever been in VC with me? How often do I make sounds like that?
All the time.
Anytime exactly. DJ finds art that he likes, he goes,
Legit, I'll just be like scrolling through Twitter and VC and just like,
People think he's masturbating in VC when he does it.
Yeah, I'm not actually. I just
want
have,
to be.
Like, very, like, guttural reactions to finding good art.
Anyway.
Here's the fucked up part. D-Gen does that on my Twitch streams. By the way, follow You May Pilled on Twitch. But anyways, D-Gen does that on my Twitch streams. So I'll have him in the VC and he'll be like, I just found such good art. And he's going to get me banned on Twitch for
There's
that,
nothing
dude.
Sexual about it.
That noise is sexual!
The noise is sexual.
Like
no, that's because you just have your mind in the gutter.
No!
It's the same noise people make when they play tennis.
No!
When they play... You're not playing tennis.
You're not playing tennis! You're looking at a little girl!
You mean a very
you're
legal
You're looking
adult.
At a very legal adult! Chico, please keep that in. Please keep that in.
I'm leaving it in. I think you're not playing tennis, you're looking at a little girl is one of the funniest things I've ever heard somebody say.
Anyway, moving on. Oh my god, fuck me. Can't. Shit. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm
can't.
Very little and submissive and breedable. Jerry, you're listening. I'm very submissive and breedable.
Shut up!
And small.
Shut up!
I have. Look, it's this page. Look at her face. Fuck me, cunt. Fuck.
Fuck your cunt, D-Gen?
Yeah, that's Australian slang for fuck yeah, nice.
Fuck me, cunt. Fuck me, cunt.
It'll all be fine, too. You don't think I'd have real sex with a...
Wait, it's blacked out!
It's blacked out!
Yeah.
I fucking love when doujins black out like this specific
yeah, you know,
age.
No. What they've blacked out is the name of the school.
No.
That is...
Yeah.
Wait. So she is height of 133 centimeters.
That is actually
yes.
accurate.
So in American, that is 4'3".
Her weight isn't
she
accurate.
Is
she's actually 33 kilograms.
That's how you are.
She is actually 33 kilograms. 29
kg, which goes to, in American, and I just spilled drink everywhere, 63 pounds. Hang on, I just spilled my drink fucking
63
everywhere.
Pounds?
Hang on,
you want to be accurate, this is wrong. She's actually 33 kilos.
This is the perfect girl.
My nails are wet! I gotta clean clean up this Gatorade! 1 second!
72, 73 pounds? That's not big enough to be a human.
My job is to literally throw things heavier than this all day.
Fuck. God damn it, fuck. Fuck.
What did you do?
Fuck, 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 fuck.
You okay?
Is wet. My phone is wet. My life is wet. My vagina is wet. No.
All right, Chica, you leave that in.
Stop doing shit. It's
in fucking shit. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck.
Oh,
fuck. Please. I can't breathe.
My vagina's too wet.
No, you landed right on Kermit's face! No! No! Kermit! Try. Magic drawing spell. Try! Fuck, I spilled so much! Fuck! Is it dry? Okay. We're good. Mark, go back to where you belong. Okay, we're okay. We're good. I'm gonna pee before I head back.
Oh my god.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I spill my drink everywhere.
I know. Yeah, we know.
Are you ready to go?
Wait, what do you mean you know?
You said
my,
it.
My nails are wet. My phone is wet. My vagina's wet.
Wait, I thought I needed.
No,
you didn't.
We heard all of that.
No, that was loud. It was loud as hell.
Oh, we heard for like 2 minutes. Just fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Anyway, can we go?
Yeah, anyway, look at this bitch's face. If you tell me this is not one of the greatest images you've seen in your fucking life, then, like, I literally just don't want you to, like, enjoy things anymore.
Damn it, dude. Do you know what's fucked up about all of that, by the way?
What?
My nail polish is so wet right now, so I just fucked up my nails so bad.
Gee.
Hey, they might have, like, a cool pattern in them.
They do not.
Oh, well, that's a shame then, isn't it?
Anyways.
Moving on. Oh, look at that. This thing is... So, I don't know if any of you guys are going to be actually reading this doujin while you're watching this, mm-hmm. but this guy's dick is like the size of her calf in thickness.
Yeah, it's...
It's girthy.
This Ilya is hot.
Yeah, that is girthy.
Mm-hmm. Like, legit, look at it. It is actually, like, the size of her calf.
Girls, if you want a guy that looks like this, please DM me.
Say that again, now?
No.
One of the things that I like the most about this is look at the size difference. Yes, hello?
I'm sorry. The fucking dialogue that just says...
Pussy fails the lesson.
Pussy fails the lesson. Oh.
We will conduct a crime prevention drill as part of remedial lessons.
You will experience dangers in everyday life.
look at this bulge though. So for how big it was in, so this page here, for how big it is here, look at this next page here. So tiny, like it barely comes out in front of his gut. What is this? This man is built like...
Oh yeah, you like that shot of his ass on page 13? This fucking...
I'm not up to page
ass.
13 yet. Oh yeah, that's gratuitous. Why does he have like why is his ass so flat though?
His back is built like a fish.
But anyway, look at Chloe here on the side, just like, wow, when the fuck is it gonna be my turn? Hurry the fuck up. And you know what? I very much agree. Very much agree. Chloe is so much better. Oh my god. Oh my, look, his dick's in her hair. Do you guys know how fucking hot that is? I don't think you do. You see, I don't even know what words I'm trying to say anymore. I'm so fucking distracted. I just want to read this by myself right now. Holy shit.
Well, you're meant to be reviewing it, so you can review it a lot faster than...
Yeah.
I'm trying to review it. I'm trying my hardest to review it. Look at this!
Doesn't he know how hard it is to get semen out of hair?
I don't give a fuck how hard it is. Anyway, look at this page. What am I page on? 15. Look at this page. You see this? This is my wife. This is my wife, everyone. I just want you to know. This is my wife. Does everyone understand that?
If this was like Dejan doing it solo, he'd be like, this episode would be like 5 hours long. He'd just be autistically rambling over every single page.
Yeah,
like,
basically.
Oh, look at this. This is my wife.
You can go to info.australia.gov.au to help and contact the Australian government.
There's a reason why Dejan is wanted by the Australian government.
Yeah,
that's true. There's a reason I'm not allowed to leave the house by myself. I see something and I get distracted and I just start doing dumb shit. Right, that has nothing to do with what's on the screen right now. I just want everyone to know. I mean, like, if I see a fucking tiny DJ, little worm on the side of the street...
Nope.
All right, don't finish whatever you're about to say.
Yep. Oop.
I mean, I was just going to pick up the worm and inspect it. Anyway. Okay. So this page right here. Look at how scared they look. Well, not Ilya so much. Look at Chloe. Look at the fear in her face. I love that. It's so good.
Where's the fear, bro?
I don't know. Look at her. She's like crying a little bit.
I don't think you know what people look like when they get scared.
I don't look at people's faces much. Not gonna lie. She's not enjoying this.
Ew, his tongue looks gross. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
What? Chloe looks disgusted and it's hot as hell.
Yeah, I know.
This is what girls look like when they look at me.
Yes, same.
So true.
There's a reason I'm single.
Man.
We are all horrendous beings that do not deserve
We life. Honestly are. We don't deserve to be living.
Look at this.
Oh, no!
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yes.
Finally, some good fucking content.
Yeah, look, I'm not a fan of this either.
This is base as hell. 10 out of 10.
I'm telling you right now.
Just look at the bottom left and you'll be fine.
I will say, rimming is very
look,
hot.
Rimming just is look great. At the bottom nice. Left and look. Just look at the bottom left.
No, dude, if you've ever gotten a rim job, you know what I'm talking about. But if you haven't, you can shut the fuck up.
They're giving him the rusty trombone.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Look. If a man ever asked me to rim him, I would simply kill him.
I've been
yeah.
It's awesome.
I'm not a fan of giving or receiving.
I'm a
it's
fan of
It's not
both.
Good. It's not fun. I've had both. It's not fun.
Both, please.
It's not. No.
Gross.
No, you see, you only say that because you haven't experienced this now.
Both, please.
I've experienced both. It's good.
It's gross.
That's why I said snail.
It's not.
I hate both. Both of them suck.
Anyway.
So much.
I expect it's grosser if you're doing it to a guy, just because guys' assholes are probably
They don't
gross.
Shave their assholes.
What do you
and
mean?
They barely
you...
wash them.
I was. What do you mean? How do you not get in the shower and just like
wash your
asshole?
A lot of so unironically, a lot of guys don't actually wash their ass. They just think that the water running in between the crack is fine. They don't actually like scrub it or clean it.
I mean, you don't have to put anything in it. You just wash in the outside.
So you need to, like, get in between the cheeks at the very least. But a lot of guys
yeah.
don't do that.
Alright, rapidly
they just
moving
let,
on.
They just let the water run down in between their ass cheeks.
Rapidly moving on!
Rapidly moving on? Look at this.
Worst case scenario, if Snail's mom comes home and we can't get to anybody else, we can make this a bonus episode.
a bonus episode of me being a spurg.
Yeah.
If this is, if this doesn't, if we don't finish this recording, I'm going to scream.
No. if we don't finish this recording, we can make this a bonus episode and we can post on the Patreon and label it D-Gen going to prison.
Yeah. So I don't know how much of this is going to make it into the episode, but I'm being told to hurry up, so I'm just going to go through pages really quick and I'm just going to mention the first thing I see on a page. That's not possible. I have ADHD and I'm drunk. Anyway, so bottom of the page, look at this stomach deformation, right? Next page, she's doing a little love heart here while she's, you know, got a dick in her. It's so fucking good. Again, right here, little stomach deformation.
The fucking ball sack texturing is really, really detailed on this page.
I was going to say, I appreciate the texturing. I appreciate the lines on this guy's balls. Like, that is dedication. This man has taken photos of his own balls.
There's a lot of detail on those balls.
How long is this artist stared at balls for?
I mean,
a good amount of, like, enough time.
Are you telling me that you don't just look at your own balls?
He probably took some reference pictures of his own balls.
I've done that. I just never drew anything after.
Did you know that if you grab your dick and balls and you twist it like 180 degrees so that your balls are on top, it looks like a fly?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
What? Sorry, go on.
What?
you know how flies have those big eyes and those weird little mouths?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a fly.
I'm doing that right now. It does not look like a fly.
I learned that when I was like eight years old.
That men could invert their dicks until I saw Jared do it.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that you can also, like, push the balls up so they, like, go, like, into your pelvis?
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, it feels gross and I hate it, but I do it all the time. Anyway.
I'm just playing with my balls. I need
to because I'm bored.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, look, any guy that doesn't play with his dick and balls when he's bored to just do dumb shit with it, he's lying.
All right. Page 21. This job may be a little fun. I smell the scent of a girl. I just came inside. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I got it. Wait. I smell the scent of a girl. I just came inside. Ilya-chan, let me hear the sounds too.
Jeez, you're hopeless.
So this is the sound of pregnancy.
I don't think that's how it works.
The mere thought of my thick cum shooting into that Ilya-chan-esque cute grown adult
child
pussy fills me with excitement.
See, look at this. Look at how tiny she is. Her head is like the size of her torso.
Anyways, DJ,
so
moving on.
So fucking good. Your fatigue, stress, and cum shoot it all inside me.
Kissing is based.
Blood, sweat, and cum.
I want to cum while kissing. See, that's look, not gonna lie, that's pretty good for
I like that.
When you do that. I like that. I like that. Look at the bottom right. That's all I'm gonna mention.
Oh, the face?
Page. Moving on. Yeah, the face. And then you move to the next page, and you just see this beautiful goddess of a fucking woman.
Look at the lift at the bottom.
I don't care about the lift at the bottom, I'm looking at the middle.
No, the lift is great.
I like the lift a lot. That's my favorite part.
The lift is great.
The lift is good.
I don't know. I'm just looking at this face because this bitch is cute as fuck, and you have no idea how much she means to me. You cannot tell me that this is not one of the greatest beings that's ever existed.
It is not one of the greatest beings that ever existed.
Snail, you're a fucking.
I'm gonna censor
anyway.
Idiot, like you said something worse.
I was about to say something worse, and then I realized this is going on YouTube, so I had to censor myself.
We do have an unedited version as well, D-Gen, so you can just say it.
Oh, Snail, fucking kill yourself. the top right panel on page 25 here. Do you see, one of the things that I like most about these kind of things is the size difference. I have a big thing for size difference. What I really want in life is, like, a 3-inch tall, like, fairy girlfriend that is, like, not even as big as my dick. Like, that'd be so good.
That doesn't exist, DJ.
That would also...
I know it doesn't exist, but
work
I still
very
want
well
it.
As well. So, you think you want it, but you don't. And that's what we're gonna end on for that topic.
I don't know, man. Like, they could, like, wrap their arms and legs around you and work, and I could just see him doing nothing.
Just wants to date a child. Anyways, we're moving on.
No, I don't!
Yes, he does.
Oh, there's a page after the afterword, by the way.
Is there?
Yeah, but there's...
Oh, yeah, that's Miu. That's, I have a friend who has a wife that looks just like this girl.
Is she single?
No, that's why she's a wife. All right, let's give our ratings on this.
All right. I can go first if that's cool. I think that mind control applications are a little overdone. I think that I see them a lot, and like most of the time I see a hypnosis one now, it's a fucking app, and it gets old, and I'm not a big fan of it. I thought that the art was good. I was actually a really big fan of a lot of the positions and stuff. I thought the size difference was a little bit much, and the deformation stuff was a little bit inconsistent. But I thought the costuming was good. I thought that the pacing was good. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
I liked it.
Any other thoughts?
It was okay.
It's very good. I have better ones, but I'm just saving them for later.
It was good. I liked it a lot.
What are we rating it, though? You gotta give a number.
10 out of... No, not 10 out of 10. Maybe like an 8 out of 10.
I think I'm probably gonna give it a 6. I thought the art was good, but mind control isn't really something I'm a big fan of.
But mind control is so good.
You may?
I'm going to give this, honestly, DJ, don't kill me. I'm going to give this a 4 out of 10.
You understand that because it had a rimming scene?
One, the rimming scene, but also, like, it's just not something I would read. Like, I would not click on this. I would not read this. I would not enjoy this. It was very boring for me. I zoned out for the, like, majority of the discussion. Like, it's just not something I enjoy.
That's fair. I forgot about the rimming scene, actually.
Yeah.
I'd have half a mind to move it up a point. All right.
I gave it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Anyway. Okay. So, this is the sequel to episodes 3's Dojin. I'm not even going to try and pronounce that. It's a Girl's Little Secret Adventure 2.
Oh, wow, you made me do it, huh?
Yeah, because it was funny.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think you should do it.
I think you have to.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's Onanonoko Tachi no Himitsu Bokuen 2. Girl's Little Secret Adventure 2.
The fuck do you mean? You pronounced it perfectly. It's just like a native. Oh.
All right, hit us with the tags.
It's a Pokemon, again, obviously. It's a Pokemon Sun and Moon, so it's got Lily and Moon in it.
Wait! Is this the part two to the?
This is the sequel.
This is the part two. This is the sequel.
Oh!
I just want to say, by the way, Lily is the hottest Pokemon girl besides Mallow.
You said this last time.
Yes.
Yeah. Probably.
Anyway, so the tags are Lolicon, as in adult
legal
woman.
Legal adult con.
Yeah.
It's just a body type. It has nothing to do with
Yuri.
No, legal adult con.
Multi work series, masturbation, sweating, exhibitionism. Females
base.
Only. Filming.
Base.
Mm-hmm. No penetration.
No!
Based.
Body painting. And Mesuiki, which I have no idea what that is. And if I look on the tags, it's got like a bunch of yaoi on it, so I don't know what that is.
Mesuiki means dry orgasm, which basically means reaching an orgasm without ejaculating.
Oh. Right, okay.
That sounds horrible.
Anyway, so we have a nice color. Fun. We have a nice color spread at the start.
Oh, there's some body paint. Oh, shit.
There's the body paint. There's the exhibitionism.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So we start off with Celine, who's eating some ice cream that is phallic-shaped, by the way.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
And she's in public, you know. She's sweating. It's really hot because they're in Hawaii or some shit. And she's a...
No, they're in Alola.
Alola.
She made plans with Mallow and Lana? Yeah, Lana. But they canceled on her. And she doesn't want to go with the guys because reasons.
They guys.
So, and then she runs into Lily in public, and Lily looks really nervous for some reason. And then she runs, so she sees Celine, and she just fucking sprints at her, just shouting her name, Celine. And then Lily's like, I'm sorry, could you please hear me out for a bit? And it turns out she saw them when they were butt naked in public. And Lana and Mallow were recording her. And you can just see in the back, she's just shocked. Celine's really mad at Mallow because Lily saw her, and like, Celine's panicking. She's even worried about going to jail.
Jail.
But
Celine, please make me your partner. partner in crime.
Exactly.
Oh.
Lily thought about this a lot, and she wants to do these daring things together with her and all her friends.
Oh, fuck. She doesn't need any fucking encouragement.
And it would be Moon's pleasure to provide this. So, they go to a locker room, and
I always knew.
So,
you could just tell.
They've got body paint on. They've body painted
the body paint. I like it.
And
I see.
So Lena is recording this on her phone. So I don't get why Lily didn't just call her or text her or something. Like, why did she go out in public?
See, you know what? Can I just make an observation? It's very unfair. Men can't do the body paint thing the same way women can.
I mean, yeah,
they can.
Kind of got a dick that flops around.
Anyway. So, yeah, they have a lot of viewers on their live stream.
I feel upset.
And then we've got a guest. They call her Lee Chan. This is Sel Chan. They're not very good at, like, hiding their identities.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. That's part of the thrill of,
apparently people in the stream are a bit stupid because someone said, her swimsuit looks a bit odd. It's like, you can clearly see these are nipples.
Look at that fair skin. Lick.
Man, Lily didn't even body paint. She just drew some lines.
Yeah.
She didn't even color it in.
Oh, no, she drew
in the previous scene, she's like colored it in. Like, it's just a shading thing here. Maybe the artist forgot to color it in here. I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah. So the stream wants them to do some sexy poses. So Lily just instantly just squats and like spreads and goes spread eagle. And that's apparently way too lewd and sleet.
It's a hell of a pose to start
she's
with.
Fucking
yeah.
Dripping. I wish I was that floor.
Oh, we got a donation.
Yep,
they got 500 Poke dollars.
They got a
donation.
They got 500 Poke dollars or 500 yen.
Yo, I wish that was me.
That's the yen
doing
logo. I don't know why they
use
that's
not
dollars.
What you call exhibitionism. That is shock because that expert criticism came out of nowhere.
Hey, at least he donated, all right?
DJ's just offensive because he donates his life savings to Corona.
Yes!
Look at that bottom right shot. Look at the bottom right shot.
$40.
Anyway, yeah, so they're in public right now and they're like, they're still stream. She's still streaming it. And,
Celine's face is really funny in the middle.
Yeah, so Celine's just covering herself and Lily's like covering her eyes and like they're both really nervous and people are looking at them.
Lily's pretending she's not into this, but she just wants
she's
to see
really
Celine
into this.
Embarrassed.
So they go out, they get a donation of 700 yen, which is, or 700 Poke dollars. I don't know what the currency conversion is, but if it's yen, that's not very much at all.
That is yen.
And they get a donation and they have to go buy some yakisoba. So they're standing in line and they have to like wait patiently in front of the food stall until the order's ready. So they're waiting there, you know, their body painted on, and Lily just starts fingering herself.
I would too.
And she's like, "Eh, isn't that what we're supposed to do during the stream?" And she's just like, she's just sitting there, just fucking finger blasting herself. You know, she's got two fingers in there.
Good comment from dog_cock.
What?
Yeah, look at the left. You have the usernames. The middle one, his name is just dog_cock.
Right.
OM9XOM9 dog_cock. Sel Chan, come together with her. Exactly. Don't lose to her. And yeah, Moon's like frantically whispering to Lily to try and get her to stop, and then she's getting way too into it. And then, oh, look who shows up.
Oh,
it's the guys again.
It's Hao
and the other guy.
Hao and Sun.
Sun, yeah. I don't know what I can't remember what his actual name is. But yeah, he's like he's checking them out, like, you know, it's like, oh, we've got a new swimsuit, it looks good on you. So he's got a water gun, so he starts shooting Lily with a
Elio. His name is Elio.
Elio.
Oh yes.
So he starts shooting them with a water gun and like
hey,
it starts melting the body
like
paint
no
off.
Water to me.
And he just fires it straight at Moon's tits.
Got him. That's
it's
a bullseye.
It's just,
no,
it's just
Moon
wearing
jumped
the
in
body
the way
paint
to
off and she's like panicking about it. She's like, wait, at the moment the paint is melting. Can it really melt this easily? No, this isn't the time to think about that. Will he notice? Crap. What should I do? What? You know, she's completely panic. And then she just like gives them the yakisoba she paid for and then just sprints off. And then you can just see Hao eating it.
Look at Hao just eating his noodles.
Hao is happy.
He's just, Hao does not give a shit.
And then for some reason they run out into the ocean. It's like they're hiding behind a rock right now, as you'll see.
Oh yeah. No, the water is getting rid of the paint on our bodies.
Accidents
let's run into the water.
The best part of live streaming. I approve. Their real names got leaked. Celine Chan, Lily Chan. That was really close.
They got a 1,000 yen donation. They've made like $5 this stream.
They've made like $30 this whole stream.
Yeah. They're in danger.
Damn, imagine being this easy. $30.
So yeah, they think they're safe here, you know, and then Lily's just fucking masturbating. She's like horny as hell right now. Their body paint's like worn off. She just couldn't hold back. She just got like so into it that she just had to do it. I don't know if anyone's ever done that before, but
I'm gonna, you know, actually, you know what? I'm not gonna say anything.
All right.
Anyway, yeah. But yeah, they just run out into a rock in the middle of the ocean now. So, and there's people behind the rock. So, and Lou's just still there, just fucking masturbating. She's like dead to the world now. She's just, all she can focus on is just fingering herself. And Moon,
why is she putting her phone down?
Because Moon's like, she needs to tell Lily that people are there. And she's like, she knows that, you know, she's a real exhibitionist. She wants people to find her.
She's not just an exhibitionist. She's a fucking freak.
She's a freak.
I told you that Lily is like the best pokey girl besides Mallow.
Yeah, right? And like Moon starts playing with her own tits as well. She's like orgasming or something.
Why is she wearing her shoes in the water?
Yeah, I've never seen someone wear shoes in the ocean either.
Lily reads her mother's hentai.
Oh.
And she starts sucking on Moon's tits because Moon gets off to that.
Look at Moon acting like she don't like this.
You know, she's just screaming. It's a very good doujin. There's a lot of good facial expressions here. A lot of body fluids.
Yeah, it's not bad.
They both squirt.
Did you know that squirting is just pee?
Yes, yes. We have this discussion every episode. Anyway, they both came super hard. And then they just sprint to their locker room. Like, everyone sees them completely naked. Yeah, Moon completely forgot she was streaming, so the stream didn't see any of that lesbian sex. They just heard it. And they just keep getting money for it. And then, Lana and Mallow show up, and they were the donations. So they sent them a 5,963 yen donation.
That number must be significant, because that's not just a random number. What does it say?
It says
59363, phonetic, thanks for your hard work.
And we learned that Lana, Mitsuhasu, which is the one that's making all the donations, was Lana's second account. Mm-hmm. Lana's the water.
Oh,
water trainer,
righto.
Also, Lana's rich.
Yes, she is a gym leader. I would expect so.
Sun is really mad because he could have had a beach date with Lil, but Howard's watching their stream.
Wait, what? Is he?
Yeah, he's just staring at his phone and completely ignoring Sun.
He's just like me.
He's just like, booba.
Isn't that nice? I can't hear anything anymore. Isn't that nice?
He's literally just
It's
like
very
me.
Nice. Anyway, so we have a note from the author. They said they were going to do the same three characters as in the previous book, but then apparently there was a Pokemon music video and where Selene and Lily interacted, so he wanted to do the doujin about them. And he will potentially do it again. From what I can see, it's not out right now, but that was Girl's Little Secret Adventure 2. A lot more happens in this one than the first one. Anyway, what were your thoughts about that doujin?
I liked it.
I liked that quite a lot, actually. I can't even lie.
Do you liked it a lot better than the first one?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, so like I said, basically, the first one is just a... It's just a prequel. This is the meat.
So I'm going to give this an 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10. This is very good. I would read this on my own. I like the exhibitionism. I liked the characters. I liked all of it. I liked it. 8 out of 10. Very nice. Would jack off to this. 8 out of 10.
You may jack off. She has a penis confirmed.
So true.
I don't have a penis, but I do have a fake one.
Oh!
And it is made. It is made to my boyfriend's exact measurements.
Is it really?
Yeah, I have one of those too.
That's awesome.
I forced him to measure his length and circumference, and then I bought one that's his exact size.
You should have just made a negative. You should have just made a negative mold out of it. When he was there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can literally buy something called Clone a Willy.
That is the next move.
I made one of my own so I can throw it at my brother.
Okay. Cool story, bro.
Anyway, this doujin is quite good. I'll give it a 6 out of 10. I would have given it a 7, but there was no kind of penetration. So.
I mean,
that's actually fair.
Lily a freak.
Yeah, that's why it gets such a high rating without penetration.
Chico? What'd you think?
I think personally, I don't like Lily that much because I've played through Sun and Moon, Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon at least 5 or 6 times each. If you've played those games more than once or twice, you despise the way that Lily fucking looks because of how much time is allotted to just her cutscenes. So she makes me, I just don't like looking at her. And her design's
Lily
okay.
Lily is the hottest pokey girl besides Mallow.
And her design's okay, but I also like every other girl in Pokemon more. But I do like this one. No penetration. It was a little bit, I don't know. I thought that I'm going to cut that because that was weird. I thought it was cute. I think as I'm scrolling through it, I think that the facial expressions I'm actually a huge fan of. I'm going to switch to page 21 here. The one on the bottom, I was a huge fan of that. I thought that it was very expressive.
It's a very Asanagi line.
I like Moon a lot. I like, Mallow a lot. I like the art style. I liked it a lot, and there was a little bit of humor all throughout it. Hal was just kind of a cool kid the whole time. I think I'll give it an 8, actually. I was planning on giving it a 7, but as I was looking through the expressions, I decided to move it up to an 8.
Can we get back to the bottom of 21 again? Does anyone agree with me that that is quite Asanagi-like?
It's not.
I like the shading on the eyes there. How like it looks like a sun, a reflection of a sun in the water. You know what I mean? At the bottom of page 20, if you look at her eyes, the horizontal, the cross lines and the pupil shape looks just like if you're looking at like a sunset with different layers of light.
I like the top of page 21, like where Lily Lily just looks so happy. It's amazing. I give us a 9 out of 10.
Right.
Yeah, it's I like that.
Really good. It's so much better than the first one. I'm looking forward to the third.
So the doujin that I have brought today is Shinjugai Takeda Hiromitsu Maitama Musaigen no Phantom World. So it's Myriad Colors Phantom World. It's a parody of it, yeah?
Yes.
So the tags on this are big breasts, stockings, nice. Anal, schoolgirl nice. Uniform, nice. Glasses, Nakadashi, Rape, nice. Ahegao, Defloration, Paisery, Sex Toys, Swimsuit, Netarar, Impregnation, Dilf, Mind Break, Teacher, Mind Control, Cat Girl, Unusual nice. Pupils, and Tail Plug.
Damn, I went downhill pretty quick. I was on board.
Look at how cute this first image is. With like the phone there.
How is that cute?
What do you mean?
What do you mean how's that cute? She's looking at him like, I'm gonna kill you. She's got
used condoms.
That's cute as fuck.
And then she's got money and used condoms in her titties. What? What do you mean, how is that cute?
Girls, if you look like this, DM me immediately.
Girls, if you have money and used condoms in your titties, please hit up Snail.
Oh, look at that with all the dots.
Mm-hmm. That grab.
The grab is nice. I like the grab.
I like the softness.
So, it starts, there's a bunch of people disappearing at our school. Did you know all of the students disappearing were girls with huge breasts? And then it shows an image of her with her giant titties.
I like how it breaks out of the page. So giant that
they don't fit inside the panel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's just a phantom with a love for big breasts. We can't say it's the work of a phantom, but I thought I'd warn you. If it's a phantom, I can defeat it. And she says, don't push yourself. Maybe I'll just ask someone else. I heard from your teacher that you're taking up the case. I might actually have some information. This is foreshadowing, by the way. She's like, he's the worst. He's always sexually harassing us. She seeks pictures of the prettier ones. What's the information? Something they sent me.
He's just like me.
And something they sent me. Apparently no one who sees it can't help but go along with anything that I say. Do you like it? This room is indistinguishable from a love hotels. So they're in like this room now. Using my own body and the smartphone, I can create a small personal space. It's not that big though. It's similar to the brainwashing Chico's power. Not gonna like this. Yeah, funny phantom view. Took care of some time ago, so he's turned up brainwashing and sluttiness.
Is this another brainwashing app?
Yep. What, Chico?
Chico's giving this a 4.
I didn't say anything.
He's like, hey, do you understand the situation that you're in? Yes. Thank you for your blessing. This is a nice gizmo. Why can't I move this any further? Well, I guess that'll change soon enough. Meanwhile, what kind of panties are you showing today? Show me. She's wearing white lace. Her favorite. Ooh.
I really like that
fish. Yeah, I know, right? Look how dead she is.
She goes, white lace, my favorite. And he's like, oh, I've only seen pictures. Look at that back shot of it. It's so fat.
It's so fucking fat.
You can see it from the back.
It's so fat. Fat.
The pussy is fat.
It's unreasonably fat.
You're plump. You're plump even down here. Look at that poke. Look at that squish. I've had my eye on you for a while, but could never reel you in. Just what did you think of me? Dijin, can you please read this? Because this is a description of you.
Which one?
Top left. Yes.
Top left. A pervert who's always harassing students. An otaku and a maniac. A horrible teacher I despise with a passion. Just like me.
And now that horrible teacher is going to train this body. Look at that tit squish.
That grab.
Ooh, right?
I gotta say, that's...
Look at the face grab.
Oh, the tongue. The tongue. There's a tongue on the left.
Yeah.
It's good.
Look at that.
God damn it. I might actually like this, Dujin.
By the way, I like that he refers to her as a meat toilet.
Oh, then you would probably that's love a doujin.
I see that pretty often, actually.
And it's going to be realized, come on, stick out your tongue. And then she's like, ugh! And she hits him. You control me with the phone. Give it to me. You want my phone? Then why don't you take it by force? I can move. The nerve. I won't hold back against the teacher. I'm going to break her. My skirt turned into bloomers. This room changes as I see fit. That includes clothing. I've dreamed of taking pictures of you in this outfit and taking you while you're still wearing it. I won't allow you to do something that horrible. What? Like I said 1,000 times already, this room is my domain. The powers and strengths you've honed since you were a child are nothing compared to my child. My powers. Look at that. The wedgie. Dude, look at that.
Fucking wedgie.
Yeah, he's doing it so much he's lifting her off the ground.
He is lifting her off the ground.
What is this? Did you just come? I can still change your sensitivity. This is fun. Pervert, don't push me. Get away from me. Oh, yes. I'm gonna make you feel good now. It's useless. Just stay still and become my toilet. And then he pushes into her.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And look at her face versus his.
Oh, fucking bigger tits are.
Mm-hmm.
Golly. That's
a huge bedonkus.
Nice and tight. This is great. All that training was for nothing until now. My first time. So she was still a virgin. My first time. You're going to regret this. Fuck, I lost my virginity to this monster. I hate this. And then he calls her a shitty brat.
He does appreciate the fact that she has moles under both of her eyes.
Right? Look at that.
Yeah, I thought that was tears, like the first page.
Nope, they're moles.
She's got tears and moles.
Mm. As God intended.
Dude, it's so good. She's like, I won't moan, that's gonna make him happier. You should just moan while riding men. Can you endure getting cream pied? Oh, look at that.
Grab the head back, the fucking tits.
Yup.
We're not gonna talk about the fact that she was biting the bed earlier.
Now this
Wait, she was?
This is an Asanagi-esque face.
That is an Asanagi face. Is this Asanagi?
Nope.
No.
It's not, okay.
He said, haha, you really did this inside of me, I'll never forgive you. And then her mind's starting to give in so he can turn up the body control. So it's as her mind gives in, he can add more and more control on the app. So it's not just like he completely controls her from the start. She's like, come here. You want to keep going. You want to shoot more of that disgusting stuff inside. You're making me wear something so embarrassing. Who's the pervert who came while getting filled with cum, though? You don't sound very convincing with your nipples getting hard. This is your power's fault. I never thought I'd get to fuck you in your pee outfit. Let's enjoy ourselves till morning. So she's reaching for the phone, and then he's like, nope, let me flip you over. Look at her butt and her vagina.
Those
God stars. Damn. Mm-hmm. That's fucking...
You're begging for her ass shaking towards me. Look at that. Asanagi face.
That's an Asanagi face. That's absolutely.
He's put her in a headlock.
Mm-hmm.
Headlock's an Asanagi thing as well.
You're breaking already. It seems like I can raise your sensitivity further now. No one's going to hear you if you scream. Look at that tit grab, Chico.
I love it, dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He draws tit grabs unreasonably well. From every angle, from every direction, from every volume of titty that's being grabbed, every single one of them is perfect.
She's biting it again.
Me. The bed underneath her is fucking damp from her drooling into it.
Yep. Look at the detail.
That's nuts.
I'm going to turn into this horrible man's. Look at that, D-Gen. You like the cheek hook, right? Look at that.
I'm very much into anything to do with a mouth, yes.
Look at the cheek hook.
Very much into it.
Look at the cheek hook.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking respectfully.
I'm going to turn into this man's slut, and look at that cum shot, baby. The tongue. I'm going to make you into my meat doll.
meat doll.
So now we get a little time skip here. This is a week later. Oh, what's wrong, Haruhiko? You're shouting, sorry, I haven't seen you around. Tell me there was something going on. It's nothing, I've just been busy. Why is her skirt so short? She would have screamed at me. Oh, you came here today too, Mai. There's no way I could run. And stop calling me by my first name, you perverted teacher. Look at that. With the face.
Wow.
That's
what yeah, don't call those me by my first name. Don't treat massive. Me like an animal. She's got the right idea.
Yup.
That is, I think that's like as big as hentai tits can get without being too big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
And then I like the fucking hips in the last page as well.
You know what, though? I like that face in the middle there. So he says, the top middle.
Yep. So he says, our competition today will be to see who makes each other come 10 times just by touching. If you win, I'll give you the phone.
I don't think she wants to win.
She says, I'm an addict from middle-aged cock who loves getting into weird costumes. It's okay. I still have time.
I'm middle-aged.
Look at that. Look You're at that not. Face.
Snail, I'm 31 in 9 days.
Old ass.
That's enough. Yeah. Let's have our competition doing a 69. And she's all embarrassed. It's embarrassing letting someone like you lick my pussy.
It's getting a whiff.
It's the most common way for men to... It's the most...
Bruh.
That's me if I was him.
He said, it's the most common way for men and women to solve a dispute. Just common sense. He turns up her sensitivity. There's just some less than I thought. She goes, ah, don't
stop Wow, he's it. Cheating. This isn't a fair competition.
Oh, look at that. He put a vibrator in her ass.
Yeah, and look at the grab he's doing on her pussy.
He's fucking squeezing that shit. And it's fat. It's fat. It is fat. Do it. Look at, wait, go, can you go back one page? Can you go back one page? Her, the way that her fucking tits are dangling at the bottom.
I'm looking at her face.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking ridiculous.
This is a man that has actually seen a pair of tits.
Mm-hmm. So, it's not gonna be much of a fight, huh? I have to make him come quick. I'm going to make you come now. There's your rimming, Chico.
Where?
Right here, top left.
Top left.
Yeah,
is it rimming though, or What's is he just
being creepy? Could just be grown. You're really a perverted maniac. Teach your cocks rock hard between my
I like
breasts.
That. I like that.
My
panel.
Breast
I like
pussy.
That panel. I like.
Also
that
known as a bussy.
Come on,
a bussy.
Don't hold back.
I love
Let
bussy.
Out
Wait,
cum.
What?
Don't push it.
Look at her face. Look at the tongue.
Yeah, I like the tongue.
I love him. I hate him, but I love him so much. It's delicious. Look at that blowjob face.
Look at. Yeah, you know. Yeah. It's like, amazing. Look at it. You're right. Look. Okay. Fuck.
The tongue.
Look at how
yeah.
stretched out her fucking mouth is.
Uh-huh.
And like the tongue there, uh-huh. and. Mm-hmm.
The boob uh-huh. grab again. Boob grab again.
And the boob grab right above.
The boob grabs are. I didn't even know that I had a weakness for that until this version.
Can we just agree that we should change the word pussy to mean boob pussy? Yeah.
No.
Look at that. No.
I think
Look
we should.
Look at that.
Look at it.
Nice.
Look at that face.
Got a full-ass mouth.
Yeah, look how full her mouth is. Her cheeks are completely full and it's still coming out.
Look at how villainous he looks on the left.
I'm going to give you a handicap. You get a limit of 50 now. Thank you very much.
I'd give her a handicap. She wouldn't be able to walk when I'm done.
30 to 3. I'm not even touching you at all. And yet, how much can you come just from your breasts, you pervert?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And then he says, so, who's the pervert now? Me, I am.
My whole body feels like my pussy.
Good girl.
You came 50 times so I couldn't even go past 7. You're one huge pervert. I'm going to take your first
kissing.
Kiss
Let's
now.
Go.
Dude, her eyes and the kissing
Imagine
panel.
Doing all of this to someone and still not kissing him. And then just at the last minute
well,
just be like,
ha-ha. She's been hypnotized this whole time. She's been trying to win back her freedom, but she finally gave it to him. Look at that.
As she should.
Kissing feels so good. I'm going to take everything from him. I mean, after all, I lost to this fine, strong man. Look, the brainwashing is all the way up at 100% finally. Excuse me. Why are you here, Haruhiku? But my, what are you doing? Look at that.
Who's Haruhiku?
That's her.
Her boyfriend.
Oh, she has a boyfriend?
No, she doesn't have a boyfriend. It's her partner. It's her partner. The guy that she kills phantoms with.
Yeah, it's her partner.
Oh, so it's not. Okay.
Can't you see? It's a limbo. Can't you see? It's a limbo competition. If I win, I get to prostitute myself for them.
Yeah, no, so, okay, just so you guys know, this is actually a thing that happened. She had to limbo under this thing, and she had to, like, bounce her tits up and down, like, so much to get them under the bar.
What's she from?
Phantom World Colors.
Yeah.
I think Myriad Colors Phantom World, yep. That's what it's
called. Can you describe to me what exactly that is? Is that a game?
No, it's a manga.
It's a manga, yeah. Okay. Anyways. I've never heard of it.
Yep.
You lose again, my head distracted me. It's my turn. I'm going to impregnate her for sure this time. Oh, it's so big. It's Mai's beloved middle-aged cock. Look at her face. Mai, let's live together. I can take care of you forever. That's unfair, asking me with your cock inside me, even though I'm the teacher's fuckhole already. He's like, why? You managed to get in without being summoned. You're not the only one. You're the only one not brainwashed yet, aside from the Alashiki members. Your willpower's amazing, but you can't move as you'd like, can you?
Ooh, I like her in the upper right.
And then, yep. And then he's like, fuck. Hey, you're the one kidnapping big-breasted people. Are there her underwear on her head? What you've done, but turn her back to normal. Brainwashing 100. Don't worry, I'm going to move. I'll do it too. I apologize. 1212. I'm back to normal. So he turns her brainwashing down all the way, right? And she's like, wait, you're too close. Don't move your hips. And then he turns it all the way up, and she's like, no, move, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, and then he turns it down again. She's like, why are you pushing them near me? Don't you love them? And then he turns it back up to 100, and she's like, oh, I love that. I love little-aged cocks. Fuck my mouth, pussy. Me, I love middle-aged. Haha, what? my head's breaking. I'm breaking. Look at that face.
She just...
Dude, look at that face.
Your eyes look like a knocked-out Pokemon.
It's good, because it's a slow brainwashing. And then, Senpai, I remember getting into trouble, having my body used and humiliated, having sex with old men while wearing stupid costumes, and please, teacher, don't erase me. He's the idiot who asked to turn me back, not me. So, like, she gets turned back to normal, and she's just like, no, please fuck me. That's how far you've come along, even without brainwashing. Good girl, thank you. You are my what exactly? I am your toy. Look at that. Oh, the foot lick. Look at that.
Wholesome ending.
Look at the eyebrows.
Yup.
Sorry, I like eyebrows a
well
lot.
Well said.
I think really
even
good.
An idiot like you understands. Idiot. Yes, I am an idiot. Look at the boobs. Like, she's gushing. You're slutty and dumb. Mai wants your cock. Let me take care of you then, girl, so you go and attend to the other members. I'm not letting you sleep tonight. Hee-hee. Can't wait. Look, he's stepping on her face here, DJen. I know you like that.
Uh-huh.
He's fucking her with stepping on her face.
I can see that.
He's calling her a sow, a cow, and look at that. Look at that. Oink, oink. She's oinking.
I can see it.
Look at that tongue.
Yep.
That was bad. I don't care. Let's keep having sex. Fuck the shit out of my slutty pussy. Impregnate my grown adult schooler womb with your cum. I want to marry your cock, teacher. I might have overdone it. She was a great toy, but this is a bit too much. What is this?
Can we just scroll
memory...
up a little bit? I just need to see. Yep.
Anyways, I might have overdone it. She was a great toy, but this is a bit too much. And what is this? Memory reset and Phantom World. It happened again. Sorry for asking you this back right after you're back from taking Hosoyama's training on sex, but could you also take care of his lust disposal for today? She says, leave it to me. This kind of thing is my specialty, even more than phantom extermination. And look at her belly. It's so round with cum now and all the writing on her.
I think that's the impregnation.
She's got a fucking cock necklace.
When it comes to squeezing out all of an old man's cum and money, I'm second to none. My slutty pussy and obscene breasts will do the trick. 0 seconds from erection to climax.
She is pregante.
If anyone looks like this girl, hit me up.
Do you guys see the cock necklace?
I love the cock necklace. That's fucking funny.
She has armpit hair now too, by the way.
Yeah, that's a very prominent thing in a lot of the art that I see of her.
That senpai for you. Hehe, I'm going then. I'm looking forward to the day that I turn these options off. The Meet Toilet Girls Club has been formed on campus for the benefit of all Ayala Alaya Shiki members over 30. All beautiful girls are forced to join, especially those with a cup size above E. All changes made to their bodies or clothing inside the school has no effect once they leave the premises. The girls' inhibitions, bodies, and consciousness all follow under the control of Hosoyama Teruki. And that is the end.
Based.
So he has a whole club of girls that fuck him.
He's just all right, like me.
Alright, ratings? Ratings?
I'm gonna give that 7 out of 10.
7? Why?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Well, the art's good. I'm not the biggest fan of, like, excessive mind break, like that kind of thing.
Not,
you know?
Why not?
It's not excessive, though. It's a slow build.
It's also, much less excessive than the last one. Yep.
He turned it off, and she was like, nah, I need it.
Yep.
She chose. Also, they didn't
do butt stuff, except for putting a vibrator in, so.
Yeah. Snail does like his butt stuff.
Hmm. All right. Well, I will give it an 8.5 out of 10. Because it was... the word I was going to say just escaped my fucking brain and I can't remember what it was. It was a fancy... I was trying to remember some fancy. Fuck. Alright. I like the faces. I like the softness of the titties and the ass. I like the mind break.
But the tongues, DJ.
You're not going to give it a
higher rating based on tongues?
I mean, I looked at Chloe today, so...
Yeah, but look at those tongues.
That's why I gave it 9.5. I can't put it near Chloe. It just doesn't work.
But you gave Chloe a 10 out of 10. You can give this one a 9.
Fine, I'll give it a 9.
Let's go. Chico?
All right. I hate mind control. I hate Ugly Bastard. I hate mind control apps. They're overdone. They're bad. That being said, I'm giving it a 9.
Let's go!
This podcast is actively corrupting me, and I can tell because of the way
this
that my opinions on this shit have changed.
Mind-breaking Chico.
I fucking
Chico
hate
is,
all of this.
At the end of this, Chico is going to be like, into mind breaks. He's an ugly bastard. He's going to be a cutty,
Chico
sir.
Hates every single tag that was in that doujin, but he loved that shit.
That art in this.
Give it a few more episodes, and Chico's going to be
unreal.
On a watch list.
If you fucking showed me that, like, before this podcast started and asked me to give it a rating out of 10, I would have given it a 0. Oh.
I see.
Not even objective rating, it's just going to be subjective.
It was, like, unironically, incredibly good. I was a huge fan. The fact that it was Mind Break and Mind Control and Ugly Bastard prevented me from giving it a 10. Just because I just personally don't like that kind of thing, but I have to acknowledge how objectively good it was.
I will admit though, I definitely enjoy a bit of manipulation more than a mind break.
I would just like to point out, by the way, that I am the person who has the highest mean doujin rating on this entire podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I'm the expert, baby.
Hmm.
I'm Snail.
I don't know.
No, I am the expert. I have a fucking spreadsheet.
No, I mean, I don't know if Snail's being truthful. He might not be Snail.
Over 5,000 doujins deep right now in my spreadsheet, by the way. My doujin rating spreadsheet.
Second bite.
Anyways, I'm giving this 10 out of 10. Very good. Faces are great. Art is great. Amazing. Wonderful. Like, just absolutely stunning, and a very, very, like, yes, it used a mind break app, but it was a very nice deviation from the traditional mind break app where they turn it on, they're instantly mind broken. Like, it took time.
Yeah, I would have given it probably a 7 or 8 if it was just a straight up immediate mind break. With the fact that it was gradual and the fact that they took it off and then to put it back on, I think moved it back up.
They never put it back on.
I just still think there
they
wasn't
kept
enough
it up. Flowing. She's just that much of a whore.
Oh yeah.
Chica, why do you have a strong playlist?
What?
Why do you have a strong playlist?
All right, are we ready?
Chica, why do you have a strong playlist?
He's just gonna ignore it.
I don't have a Strub playlist.
Well, shit, I saw it with my own two eyes.
Go back to YouTube for a second.
Go back to YouTube. Open YouTube.
Hang on.
No, in one window, open YouTube.
Hang on, what's that?
No, Chico, open YouTube. Chico, I'm not kidding. I'll kick you from the podcast right now.
What the fuck?
Show me the Strub playlist. What is in it?
I don't have a Strub playlist.
Bullshit, I saw it.
It got deleted.
Bullshit, I saw it.
It got deleted, huh? So you admit to having one.
Bullshit, I saw it! Why do you have a Strub playlist?
I don't have a Strub playlist.
Bullshit, we all saw it! We all saw it! We all saw it!
Yeah, I saw it.
No, Chico, go to YouTube.
Was that Filthy Frank and Max Mofo when they were like 12?
No, don't go to your playlist. Click on a video and click add to playlist. Click save. Scroll slowly.
Scroll down.
Yeah, he deleted it.
Yum.
He deleted it. What was in the playlist, Chico?
Maybe you saw scenes?
No, it was Strub, Chico, and it was up above my name, so don't even.
He just didn't want us to screenshot it.
What was in the playlist, Chico? Just tell us, man!
I don't know. I don't remember. I used to watch Strub videos.
Then why did you delete the playlist?
It's funny.
You're not wrong.
Anyway, can we move on?
Rapidly moving on.
Rapidly, get on the beers.
Darling Strabby, I would just like to let you know that Chico had a playlist of your ASMR. Also, that had One Piece spoilers on your homepage, so fuck you.
Oh, I did? What the fuck? Yeah, you did make me open YouTube.
Cut out what DJ said, otherwise you're fired.
Okay. I didn't even
It's okay,
it.
I'll hire you back.
Alright, and go. Alright. So I'm next. I've got one that my friend actually told me to do. Shout out to Mikey.
I'm so mad at you for bringing us a fucking League of Legends, Dojin.
It's Hirame, dude. Hirame's...
What do you mean? Jinx is hot. League has some hot bitches.
Good,
I don't give a fuck
separate
if you
from
like the game.
I do not
bitches.
Like League porn, but this one specifically I'm a huge fan of. So this is Hirame.
I'm a fan of League or Overwatch, but you got to admit they got some hot bitches.
Yes. So this is Hirame. Hirame is one of my favorite artists. I am a big fan. I actually have a clock, like a custom little Ahego clock from Hirame art, which is pretty cool.
Amazing.
Oh, nice.
This is called okay. Jinx. Come on.
Can you
shoot
put up
faster.
An image of the clock?
I am gonna. I was planning on putting up an image of the clock. I'll put myself posing next to it. It's League. It's Hirame. I'm a pretty big fan. This one specifically, I've read it a bunch of times. And if I didn't say it already, this one, my friend Mikey actually told me to bring it in. So shout outs to Mikey.
Shout out,
this one's
Mikey.
For you.
I got my titties in my hand right now because they're squishy and they feel good.
I'm doing the same thing with Mikey.
Yeah, that one's just for you, Mikey.
Yeah.
Just for you, all right. Mikey.
So tags. This one's Jinx, Vi, and Caitlyn, all from League. We got Group. We got Stockings. We got Anal. Bondage, Double Penetration,
Base,
Futanari,
based.
My favorites,
Base,
Femdom, Mind Rip, Small Breasts,
based.
Dick Growth, Hot Dance, Robot, and TTF Threesome.
Nice.
TTF,
based.
The fuck is TTF?
Titty,
trans.
Female.
I'm pretty sure it's trans female, which we'll get to later on. Because
what does trans female mean? Is that a
I'll explain
female
it. Like
that transitioned
two,
again
two,
to be
two
male
trans,
again?
Shut up. Two trans people and a cisgendered female.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was like you become so trans you revert back to your biological state.
I'll explain it. The trans thing is very particular to this specific dojin. It's not like normal trans. Okay.
We support LGBTQI+. By
the way, if you're
way.
Trans, there's nothing wrong. We support you to the end of the time.
If you're trans, please DM me immediately.
People are people. As long as you're not a cunt, you're okay.
It's not a fetish. Nah, it's probably a fetish. All right, so looking at this cover page, right, you got the tattoos, which is good. The way Hirame draws faces, I'm a huge fan of. the bone structure, the eyebrow, the eye makeup, really good.
Look at how much room she doesn't have for organs. I love it.
Armpit shot, good. Midriff, excellent. I'm a huge fan of the way
this midriffs. This just looks like you know on Twitter when people are like complaining, it's like, oh my god, where are her organs?
You mean when
this
people like, specifically like complain image. About One Piece?
Yeah, if you are gonna complain about the way Hirame draws organs and the lack of space for them, I'm gonna ask you to hold the control button and then hit W. All right, moving on rapidly.
Wait, I'm doing it now. Wait, don't why? Do what does it do?
It just closes tab. Yeah.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is a nice
hey, outfit. Hey, you made me close my mommy ASMR!
I literally said what it
he
did.
He literally you told you what it does! He told you what it does and you still did it.
I told you what it does.
You have no one to blame but yourself.
Okay, wait. Press Control Shift T, and then it'll reopen the same tab that you just closed.
Nice, thank you, mommy. Yeah.
And thank God YouTube is a good streaming fucking service, good. And it remembers where you left off.
All right, rapidly moving on. Page 4.
Look at can we? I don't first know who the fuck that is on the right. Can we just
so that's
appreciate
Caitlyn,
that outfit?
That
though?
Is Officer Caitlyn's skin.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of the hip position and the way that the skirt.
I'm a huge fan of how short that fucking skirt is. Holy
tiny
shit.
Shirt, tiny skirt. Excellent midriff, nice titties on the left as well. That's Vi on the left with her big fucking gloves, or what are they? I don't fucking
know. Gauntlets.
That would make your dick look tiny gauntlets. If she gave you a hand job.
So the lore for this is Jinx is a villain. She's just going around blowing shit up, and these two are cops that have finally apprehended Jinx. So she's like, I've been through worse. I can easily get out of this, right? And it's like, I don't fucking know.
Fishbones is the gun compared to them.
Fishbones is her gun that she uses. You'll eventually be released, but we want to settle the score. So they bring in all these robots, and these robots are all grasping at our legs. Look at that shot. That's a good shot.
Wow, what cute, sexy robots.
Cute, sexy robots. That's actually pretty good. I like that. And so the two of them, the two officers head out, leaving her alone with all these fucking robots. That I'll bring out their super mega electric magical dicks.
Why is it that a lot of these doujins have like dicks that are like bulging in the middle of the dick?
I don't know. It's just not? For a dramatic effect, I'm pretty sure. I like her face in the upper left here, how she's like, what the fuck? She's like,
I love the censoring on this. It just senses like the bit where the head meets the shaft.
It's censoring the sensitive like, part it's... with the bumps.
Yeah.
All right, so she's talking shit. She's talking shit in the upper right, and then she just gets face fucked, as you do.
Oh.
I love Jinx's facial expressions in the whole thing.
Yeah, Hirame is very expressive. I like the little beep boop. Let me have a turn. They just fucking talking and real.
I like the fact that a robot can feel pleasure.
He's apologizing for coming here. Wow, this bitch has toys like this. So now they're fucking around with all of her.
For molesting someone.
they're just fucking her with all of her electric weapons that she uses. So that's her W. It looks like this electric fiber is very effective.
Wait, they must have turned it on. Have a look at how far that shit's spurt now.
Yeah, that shit's on. That shit is turned on. You can see her eyes jerking around on the right side.
You could
side.
Water a fucking garden with that shit.
I also like the ka-chunk button. The onomatopoeia.
The ka-chunk button?
The I'm arrow's pointing directly at her clit.
Oh.
All right. This is great. I can put the whole thing in her ass in one go. So she's out of it. She's double penetration. Hirame loves these X-ray-ish shots where the guys are just invisible, but it shows just gaping holes.
A lot of doujin artists like that stuff, though.
Yeah. Mm. I'm a big fan. It looks pretty good. Being able to do this, the sacrifices of our brothers in the music video was worth it. So this is just... alluding to a bunch of other meta shit, which I like.
Mm-hmm. That scene in the bottom left is great.
Hey, love look, it. She's into it now.
Yeah, so she's getting bopped, but then
I appreciate the fact that Jinx has handlebars.
Oh yeah, the pigtails. Dude, Jinx is hot. Jinx is for sure one of the hottest league champs. Mm.
Jinx is great.
She's definitely like
sucks.
Top five.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appearance good, personality not good.
Her personality's hot.
You need to know what her personality's like.
So
just break them.
Page 9, she quickly gains the upper hand and is now starting to dominate all of these robots. And so now she's punishing them, and she's like, oh, this is more like it. And so,
can we go back one? I appreciate the detail on the bottom left.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking juicy.
And the censorship.
Yeah, what is that tiny, tiny little bar on that censorship for that one? Look at the bottom.
Yeah, the bottom bar? I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to be censoring. I have no clue. So now she's like getting bored, and so she wipes out every single one of these robots all on her own, because why not?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So she got all the cum from the robots somehow. And so Caitlin and Vi show back up. I wonder how much of a mess she's in. Probably collapsed in a pile of robo semen.
Mm.
And boom, she gets him with the bottles. Bottles to the back of the head. Hell yes. They wake up with the robo dicks. So this is what the TTF thing is. So she got the robo dicks and attached them to Vi and Caitlin. So they feel everything and they function as dicks. It's just that they were artificially added to them. Also, look at how immediately Caitlin on the right. This. You disagree? What?
Yeah, she should have given herself the dick and raped them.
Well, where's now she can do that? Two at once. And she can also tease the shit out of them, because that's what Jinx does. A lot better when they have dicks than when she has a dick. I heard it lets females experience a male's pleasure. I wonder if it's true. That is a fucking face change on the upper left compared to what you'd normally see from Vi, which is pretty cool.
So, why does she remind me of a female Cloud?
It's the big, it's the gauntlets. Yeah.
It's also the bang puff.
Yes, absolutely.
Lesbian haircut.
I can't say the word I was about to say. Never mind.
Say it.
Nothing. I was going to say that. All right.
Demonetized.
There's an uncut version.
I didn't know you had this side, you fat hands. There's no need to be So she's teasing the shit out of her. Very nice. Very good. All these facial expressions are good. The blush shading is incredible. The eyebrow work is incredible. And the eye makeup is incredible.
Yeah. Does Jinx have a robot arm?
I think it's just like a sleeve.
Yeah.
Oh. Because that was extremely thin.
Every single expression on this page is incredibly good, and I'm a huge fan of all, especially the little Jinx in the bottom left. The little tongue up.
The Vi in the bottom right, trying to make it look like she's not enjoying this, but she actually is.
Oh, absolutely.
She can't let on that she is.
And then there's that spread shot from the back. Love it. Yep, that's another good Ahego at the bottom.
That's a tongue.
Yep.
Sorry, I've been shooting.
There's a drool. That was a
That's a good blowjob face.
It is a good blowjob face. I like the hand positioning, specifically.
She's getting a little bit fancy by not putting her pink in there.
She calls them lesbos of Piltover.
It's true.
Yeah. And then, haven't you got even a little bit of shame, you bitch? How about changing your title from the Enforcer to the Quickshot? So she's just fucking making fun of them. And now she goes for double penetration, which is pretty nice. I like this little Gesugao face in the upper right. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I would have enjoyed it a lot more if she put them both in the same hole, though, not gonna lie.
So true.
I don't know. That's good on the left, the Caitlyn face. Good, and the head's back on the right one, and she's got her by the throat. All of these faces, every single face in this entire doujin is excellent. It's one of the reasons I like Hirame so much. The tears of humiliation from your upper halves and the unwilling ejaculations from your lower halves, give it all to me. That's a good face on the bottom right. Ahegao, Gesugao combo. Very good. It's coming. You got a spread there. Very good. Instead of dominating others, I think you two are more suited to being dominated. If you want to get your butts kicked by me again, feel free to come after me anytime.
Female is more suited to being dominated.
Look at that ending. I'm going to zoom out a little bit.
I am so honestly shocked at that sound that came out of Chico.
Yeah, what?
Jinx is good.
What, me?
Yeah, what was that sound that just came out of Chico?
Sound.
It's me expressing my enjoyment.
Sounded like a fucking Mickey Mouse orgasm.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Mm.
Yep. That ending shot is excellent. Somehow they ended Disney up being full of cum. It's an after effect.
Disney.
I'm sure. And so feel free to come after me anytime. I love Jinx. Jinx stayed in character the whole time. It was excellent. That's the end of it.
Very good. Very good writing.
All right. What are your thoughts on this one, fellas?
I like.
10 out of 10.
I like.
That was fast.
I like.
10 out of 10.
I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
Nice.
Because, you know, like I said, it would have been better if she gave herself the dick and raped them.
Okay.
No.
That's an interesting thought. I personally disagree, but I understand why you would say that.
I 100% disagree. That is objectively and subjectively wrong.
I don't know. I just wanted to see that bitch in the ridiculously tiny miniskirt get railed.
You do get to see her fucking filled with cum in the last page.
You may?
3 out of 10.
3? What the fuck?
It's a legal 3. Sojin.
That's fucking... That's a bad reason to vote.
No objectivity right, here, just subjectivity.
I would give it a 5 because the faces are good. But the fact that it is a League of Legends dojin does severely hurt it for me.
Ah.
Wow.
Boo.
You can hate League as much as you want, but
you can hate League, but the characters are fine.
This is an objectively good dojin.
Yeah, this one's a classic. I'm giving this a...
It's good and it's a classic, and I see screenshots of it anywhere, everywhere. But I don't like League, and I don't like League dojins.
Fair enough. Okay.
All right, I'm going to personally give this...
Everyone has given their own a 10 out of 10. You've got to do it too.
All right. I'm going to give it a 9.
I didn't give mine a 10 out of 10.
Didn't you? I thought you did.
No, he didn't.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 9. I'm a huge fan of this one, and I've read it a lot.
Clearly.
Yeah, I've gone through this so many times. Too many for me to publicly admit. But that's mine.
Okay.
All right.
That was a good show.
Outro.
That was good.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you for coming to the 4th episode of Etchy Literature Club. I hope that you really liked it, and I hope that you guys continue to support us. Once again, just a reminder to like, comment, and subscribe. We also do have Patreon if you're interested in that. And then we do also have our Twitter account at Etchy Lit Club. The people in the podcast. Anyways, goodbye! Thank you for watching the
Thank you.
Episode!
Have a good night!
Goodbye!
Bye!